I think it's very important that we focus on the areas where we can make progress, and we have had great success in some areas. Our message as NCBA and as the Public Lands Council, for that matter, has been to go into every room in Washington and say grazing is good. That is what we want people to walk away with. That is the takeaway. And that can mean everything from grazing to reduce fuel loads for fires. It can mean grazing to reduce cheatgrass or other invasive species. It can mean all of the voluntary investments and infrastructure projects that producers do, particularly on public lands, to improve water infrastructure. There's a whole host of benefits that producers bring to the landscape. And that's a message and an awareness that we've been trying to build up in Washington. Where we run into trouble is there's a sizable number of folks in Washington removed from those landscapes who think that preservation, putting a dome over things and taking your hands off the wheel and letting things run their course, is the best way to go. We are adamantly opposed to that. We think that conservation, which is a verb, it is an active stewardship of the land, is the appropriate way to address a lot of these crises that we're seeing across particularly Western landscapes. So we are working with any and everybody who will join us in that goal to do science-based, locally led conservation. We are pushing back on anybody who wants to do a preservation approach that history has proven just results in worse outcomes for the land.